Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo. Valentine's Day may be a day of chocolates, flowers, and joy for some. For others, love is fraught with sadness, separation, and death. This week on Harmonia, stories of famous star-crossed lovers, plus our featured release in Saeculum Violatoris, the medieval viol, by Le Miroir de Musique, led by Baptiste Romain. The Evils of Love I Have Just Read by Hieronymus of Moravia from around the year 1300. Le Miroir de Musique performed with percussion and a vielle carved from a single piece of maple. We'll hear more from various vielles later from our featured release in Saeculum Vielatoris, the medieval vielle. Ah, Valentine's Day, a day for lovers. A new pair walks down a promenade with the hopes of young love. An old married couple look out onto the ocean together, surrounded by two generations of their progeny. However, this holiday is not happy for all. This hour on Harmonia will look at couples that were doomed from the start. Perhaps the most well-known ill-fated pair is Romeo and Juliet. It's from Shakespeare's words about these two characters that the term star-crossed lovers is coined, as the narrator begins, "Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona where we lay our scene. A pair of star-crossed lovers take their life." In the play, when one of Juliet's family members hears of her supposed death, musicians play Heart's Ease. This is the ballad Complain My Lute, set to the tune of Heart's Ease.
Complain, my lute, complain on him that stays so long away. He promised to be here ere this, but still mankind doth stay. But now the brother true I find, once out of sight, then out of mind. He who my heart is full of woe, my heart is full of woe. Peace like a peace, it is not so, he will by and by be here. For every one that is in love thinks every hour a year. Cock, methinks I hear one knock. Run quickly then and turn the lock. Then farewell all my care and woe. Farewell my care and woe. Come down. could not stand, but on her bed she lay. "And art thou gone, my love?" quoth she. "Complain, my lute, complain with me, until that he doth come again, until he come again." "And art thou gone, my love?" quoth she. "Complain, my lute, complain with me, until that he doth come again, until he come again."
Music for Romeo and Juliet, performed by the Baltimore Consort. That was "Complain, My Lute," a 16th century broadside ballad. Romeo and Juliet were star-crossed lovers due to their feuding families. Our next couple was involved in an even larger spat between the Israelites and the Philistines. Samson, an Israelite judge, married a Philistine woman, Delilah. When Delilah learned that Samson's extraordinary power came from his uncut hair, she shaved his head. After being captured and blinded by the Philistines, Samson tore down their temple, leading to the death of many of his enemies as well as himself. Handel brings this biblical story to life in his 1742 oratorio, Samson. Here, our protagonist describes what he experiences as he can no longer see in the aria "Total Eclipse." Then he sings to his beguiling wife, Delilah, "Your charms to ruin led the way."
Deprived thy prime decree, sun, moon, and stars are dark to me. Sun, moon, and stars, sun, moon, and stars are dark to me. Stars, sun, moon, and stars are dark to me. charms to ruin led the way. My sense depraved, my strength enslaved, as I did love, you did betray. You did betray, as I did love, you did betray. Your charms to ruin led the way. My sons to pray, my strength enslaved. As I did love, you did betray. How great the curse, how hard my fate. To pass life's sin with such a mate. How great the curse, how hard my fate. To pass life's sin with such a mate, with such a mate. To pass life's sea with such a mate. How great the curse, how hard my fate. How great the curse, how hard my fate. To pass life's sea with such.
Your charms to ruin led the way, and Total Eclipse airs from Handel's oratorio Samson. Tenor Aaron Sheehan sang with the Pacific Music Works Orchestra, directed by Stephen Stubbs. Like Romeo and Juliet, another Shakespeare star-crossed pair is Pyramus and Thisbe. 18th-century British theatre composer John Frederick Lump reworks part of Midsummer Night's Dream. In Ovid's telling of the myth, the lovers, Pyramus and Thisbe, whisper sweet nothings through a crack in the wall. In Lamp's mock opera, the wall itself sings. We'll hear a mid-play scene when Pyramus is singing to the wall.
Show me thy cheek.
Tenor Mark Padmore sang And Thou, O Wall, and before that, the overture to Pyramus and Thisbe by John Frederick Lomp. Peter Holman led Opera Restored. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're exploring stories of star-crossed lovers. Two real-life lovers kept apart by fate were the 12th century couple Peter Abelard, the scholar and philosopher, and Heloise, his student. Their affair had gruesome consequences. Attacked and castrated by some of her angry relatives, Abelard became a monk, and Heloise went to live among nuns in a convent. Speaking of star-crossed, Heloise, a great lover of astronomy, oddly named their out-of-wedlock child Astrolabe after a tool for measuring the stars. We'll hear Epithalamica, a sequence for Easter, by Abelard.
Oh, you
Epithalamica, a 12th century sequence by Peter Abelard. Mary Berry led Schola Gregoriana of Cambridge and the Winchester Cathedral Choir. Although they continued to correspond their whole lives, Heloise and Abelard did not end up together, although it's interesting to note that their remains did. Some star-crossed relationships, however, survived their ill fates. In the Greek myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, the couple is separated when Eurydice dies. Orpheus enters the underworld to fetch Eurydice on the condition that he not look back at her before they reach the mortal realm. He leads her up through the levels of the underworld and then, at the last second, looks back, losing her forever. That is, in the classical myth. Italian librettist Ottavio Rinuccini rewrote the ending so that the couple ends up together in the end, missing the whole point of the myth, of course, but never mind. The shepherds rejoice as the couple joins together after a harrowing time in Hades. Voi che sirate il volo, from Jacopo Peri's opera Eurydice. Mireille Poder led Les Arts Baroques. We move now from archetypal stories of love lost to the great storytellers of the Middle Ages. The troubadours and other medieval poet-composers often accompanied themselves on various instruments, including the bowed viol. Baptiste Romain explores this ancestor to the violin, accompanying song and dance on the 2018 Richecar release in Saeculum Violatoris, the medieval viol. In this song, the troubadour Perdigon writes, "Love treats me like someone who is sick with sleep and who would soon die of it if not woken up." Thank you. All Year Round, Love Treats Me Like Someone Who Is Sick With Sleep, a song by 13th century troubadour Perdigon, performed by countertenor Paulin Bungen with Baptiste Romain on the rubeba, a pear-shaped bowed-string instrument. Baptiste Romain includes instrumental music for dance as well as song in this recording in Saeculum Vielatoris, the medieval viel, demonstrating the virtuosic possibilities and wide use of the viel. We just heard the viel accompanying a song, playing chords, drones, and occasional melodic figures in ornamentation. Next, you'll hear how it's utilized as a melodic instrument, playing rapid figurations that suggest dance. We'll hear Belicha, performed by Baptiste Romain Viel and Claire Piguignol. Thank you. The medieval estampie called Belicha, performed by Le Miroir de Musique. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, which strengthens and celebrates early music by supporting the people and organizations that perform, study, and find joy in it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoops Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.